I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi there, I'm Cindy Linden, and you have come to the Cook Along podcast today to make some extremely easy but really quite extraordinary artichoke dip. The ingredients are listed on the website, thecookalongpodcast.com, but I'm going to tell you right here and now what they are. There's only four. There's a can of artichoke hearts, not marinated, just plain artichoke hearts. You need a cup of grated Parmesan cheese, and you need a cup of mayonnaise and one clove of garlic, and that is it. This is really warm to die for recipe that in party season, like at the holidays, it's a great thing to take. People will inhale it and be coming to you to find out what your recipe is. Because it's warmed, I always think of it as a winter thing. You just need those four ingredients in front of you, and we're going to start. Somebody suggested if you use an eggless mayonnaise, it has a little bit sharper taste. I haven't noticed that much of a difference. Whatever mayonnaise you happen to have on hand, this is, please note, not Miracle Whip. That would be awful. This is real, regular, plain old, everyday mayonnaise. You measure out a cup in your measuring cup, and then pour that in a bowl. It's kind of a largish bowl because we're going to add everything to it here. Well, okay, you don't pour it, you plop it. All right, with the mayonnaise plopped in there, the next thing is the artichoke hearts. Now I have something called Pacific Friend quartered artichoke hearts, and I have that because it will be a little bit less work than whole artichoke hearts. But I'm going to scoop out about a cup's worth and strain it. I'm going to start with half a can and add more if I need to. And I'm turning that, after I drain them, I'm turning them onto a cutting board where we're going to chop them into little pieces. There's no big deal about this. It's just that if somebody's going to scoop it onto a chip, you want it to be scoopable. So chop them up into kind of bite-sized, dip-sized pieces, and that can be as fine or as coarse as you want. My can is 8.5 ounces. And it was just over half of that can that made a cup, maybe 2/3 of the can. And then you dump that in to the same bowl where the mayonnaise is. See, that's two ingredients. We're already halfway done. Next is 1 cup of Parmesan cheese. This could also be Asiago, something with a bright, salty taste. I don't like Romano for this, but a good Parmesan, preferably freshly grated, not the stuff in the cardboard can. And fill your 1 cup measure one more time with the cheese, and then pour that into the bowl also. There we go. Just stir that all together until you have what looks like an artichoke dip. Now at this point, you're going to be tempted to taste it. Don't do that, because it isn't finished yet. Now you need a clove, your 1 clove of garlic, and place it on your cutting board and smash it with the flat side of your knife so that the skin peels off easily. And then put that in your garlic press and squeeze the heck out of it. Scrape off the bottom of the press I always run my garlic cloves through two or three times. But get all the pieces that did not get squished out, push them back down into the center of the press, and squish it again, and scrape off the bottom of the press. And then probably whatever's left in the press is squished enough that you can just scrape that out and add that as well. And then stir that in. And again, at this point, you're going to be tempted to taste it. And you could do that, but I don't recommend it because it needs to be warmed up. So at this point, plop it into a casserole dish and warm it up in your microwave oven. Not on high, just give it a little time to warm up on medium. You're not trying to get it hot, but what you do want to get it warm enough to do is melt the Parmesan. That's why it's better to wait to taste it until you have heated it up. And that is it. It's so quick and so easy. Serve it with corn chips or pita chips or flat pretzels or cubes of bread, whatever you have on hand or whatever you happen to like. And be prepared for people to ask you how you made it, because they will. There's one other thing you could do if you want to make this a 5-ingredient artichoke dip. You can add a cup of cooked, drained, frozen, chopped spinach. And then you can pretend it's healthy because it's got vegetables in it. Two kinds of vegetables in it. That's not bad. The spinach also makes it a little prettier, which is why I added the spinach for the picture you'll see at the top of the recipe page on the cookalongpodcast.com website. That's all there is to it. I hope you enjoy it. Please let me know what people say to you about it by leaving me a comment on the website, which is thecookalongpodcast.com. And until next time, happy cooking!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're enjoying this podcast, you can make a contribution through the supporter link on every Cook Along podcast page or go to Ko-fi, ko-fi.com/thecookalongpodcast. Thanks for your support and thanks for listening.